Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hoskins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Hoskins. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stobbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskins moves to third. Avila moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskins scores. Avila scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Yost reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoskins hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Jerry Lane now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoskins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen Friend pinch hits for Bobby Avila. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Owen Friend now playing second base. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cohn moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Cohn scores. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Indians. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Jerry Lane. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Simon now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Yost scores. Runnels moves to third. One out. It's 8-4, Indians. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sima fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman now pitching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-3 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen pinch hits for Al Sima. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.